ProFlowRadio.com.
Go!
ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with FoFoFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. ProFlow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
ProFlow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show.
Check this out.
This call is now being recorded.
Is she the key? So I just acquired that name over time. Like, I was in when I first recorded my first song, it's just like the guy I was doing the song with, he said she the P, and then it just stuck with me.
All right, so I am chilling with my girl She the P.
Yes.
Can you tell the audience where they can find you at on the internet?
You can find me on the internet, you can find me on my Facebook is She the Hope or She the P. I have two pages. IG is She the Pope. Twitter, She the Pope. Everything She the Pope, or you could do She the P. And that's S.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's S H I D A P O P E or S H I D A P.
All right. That's what's up. So, you said you're from Virginia?
I'm originally from New York, but I do reside in Virginia.
Okay. So New York, Virginia, representing. That's what's up. How long you been making music? Because I was introduced to you not too long ago, and I've heard a few different songs from you. One of them has to do with Coke Boys, I believe. And
that's called Blonde.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But why don't you tell the audience how you kind of got started with doing music?
I actually got started being a promo model for an entertainment company. I was like on club flyers and hosting different events. And then I decided to start singing. I told management that I wanted to sing, and that's how I got started.
You just jumped that easy? Was it like an easy transition?
No, it was not an easy transition because I had to build up, you know, like, I had to build relationships with different types of people.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the modeling, the promoters. I had, once you step into the music, it's like, hey, you got to start going to DJs and, you know, things like that.
We seem to have a good momentum. I see you all the time doing interviews, and I see the songs coming out and stuff like that. So, looks like you're on a roll at this point. How long have you been, like, recording professionally?
Recording professionally, I would say I've been almost not even a year and a half.
Okay.
Not even a year and a half.
Well, you know what you're doing, though. So, tell me a little bit about this single that we just mentioned earlier. Why don't you give them the title of the single and kind of explain to them, you know, what's it about?
Okay, the single Blonde, it's actually already out on a mixtape called Respect the Shooter. That's on that piss. And Coast to Coast mixtape. And it's just about, it's basically about drugs. Like, straight up, that's the only thing.
Are you the only one on the song?
On this particular one, yes, I'm the only one on the song.
So, when you make songs, what's the process that it takes for you to get a song written? Like, do you like to pick a beat first, or do you like to write the music, write like a hook first or whatever? How do you usually do it?
It depends. Sometimes I already have stuff written out, but like lately I've been like doing a lot of freestyle work on a lot of my music. I haven't really been able to write anything, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So you, but that's kind of talented if you can freestyle, you know, songs. So, you're an artist and a singer, like an MC and a singer, right?
Yes. I'm more on the singer side, though, because a lot of my rap I like to write.
Okay. What are some of the influences that you've had over the years? Like people that have that people might know, names that the people might know.
I would definitely say Toni Braxton has been an influence. And as far as rapping goes, I would say like Lil Kim. She's definitely
Most definitely Lil Kim. She's all good. With you being a model, of course, you know, you got some real jazzy photos online that I've saw. The music industry is kind of like male dominated. So, you know, have you found it hard to, solidify yourself out here when you got people always trying to take advantage?
It's either they try to I've noticed they try to take advantage, and then the answer is definitely no from me, and then they realize I've always been about my business, and that's how I knock out a lot of the bull, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard sometimes, but it's not really that hard, because if you're about your business and somebody knows you about your business, it's easy to work with that person. You know, because a lot of females, they don't know the business side of everything. So these in this male-dominated field or industry, it's easy for them to get caught up because they don't know the business side of everything. But once they see that you know the business, it's no fooling. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can, like, fool me. I can't. But they try to because of the sexy pictures and everything, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I can understand that. Let's see. So, what's been, aside from that, what's been the hardest thing that you've had to overcome to get where you're at right now?
I would say nothing is hard to overcome, you know.
Ooh. All right. So you're pretty just, one of those motivational kind of people, just inspirational or just naturally driven, or is that something that you had to work on?
I think I've always been like this. No matter what I do, it's always been to get to the top.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I'm stomping down on everything.
That's all good. What advice would you give to younger people that may be interested in trying to chase their, you know, dreams and goals? What advice would you give to newcomers?
I would definitely say do what you do. I mean, there's so many people out here trying to follow what everybody else is doing. Back in the days, everybody stood out. Nowadays, everybody's trying to sound the same. But if you notice the people that come out, they're different. Everybody's known for the difference. I would just, the best advice is to be yourself and believe in yourself and put God first. And then everything should work out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Are you working on anything currently right now?
Yes, I actually have a song called Dog that me and Coke Boy Cheesy Dior. Currently working on that, and that's going to be on my mixtape called Cherry. I believe I'm going to drop it more towards the summertime, and I've just been working on my mixtape.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, it's best to do it through which account?
Social media, and my email for real is like the best place to get in contact with me, but social media is fine. You know, eventually I'll get to it. You know, my management will get to it. Somebody's going to get to it.
Yeah. Do you, like, collaborate with random people, or is it usually some kind of organized type of thing?
I would say random people, because they would definitely have to be into what I'm doing. You know what I mean? They can't just hit me up and I'm going to respond. You know, that's not happening.
Right. So what do you want to do with your career? What would you like to see yourself getting to? Of course, you know, we all want to go to the top for sure. But specifically, like, what do you see yourself in 7 years if things go right?
I would definitely see myself in movies, definitely at some award shows. And, you know, I'm really trying to reach a level of, like, superstardom. So
yeah,
that's my goal. Getting some movies, commercials, like, I should be everywhere.
I understand now.
So that's definitely my goal.
And what do you want your fans to know about you personally? Like, if you had to make a statement to your fans about, you know, your journey, what would you say to them?
I would say I love my fans and keep following me, keep believing in me, because if it wasn't for people believing in me, then I wouldn't be as far as I am now. So message to my fans, I love all my fans.
I'm sure your fans love you too, because I'm a fan of your music myself and your photos, of course, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk with you for a little bit. Do you have anybody that you'd like to thank?
Well, I would definitely like to thank you for having me on your show. And I appreciate you. And I'm glad you took the time out to talk to me. I would like to thank you. Yeah.
Well, good.
And definitely give a shout out to the Coke Boys, JT3, We Crank Entertainment, Shark Team, all my family, friends, and of course, Pro Flow Radio.
Yeah. Coke Boys, if people wanted to go check them out, where would they go?
It depends which Coke Boy. There's
how many of them is it?
I don't even know all the Coke Boys. You know, but there's a lot of them. Definitely go check out, of course, you know, French Montana, but Cheesy Dior, who I know personally, you could go to his Twitters. It's basically like, I look up Cheesy Dior. It's like everywhere, but I know his Facebook, Cheesy Dior. Go check him out, follow him, you know, support him, all that good stuff.
That's what's up. So you think that we missed anything? Did you want to say anything else? All right, the sheet of P.
www.proflowradio.com. Justice League. Pro Flow Radio mixtapes. Ooh, I like that. Where is the contract? Pro Flow is the code. You're listening to the Pro Flow for Show Show. You're listening to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Thank you for your continued support. Because of you, we are celebrating over 10 years of audio radio pleasure on and offline. Visit us at our official websites, maxheat.com, maxcharity.com.
If you or anyone you else you know would like to have their poetry music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.
She the P. This is for my Coke boys and my Coke girls. We got that blonde? Yeah, we out here getting money. Castle Hill, what up? She the P.